It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salu. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for meeting with us here on Tabernacle Time this morning. We appreciate the opportunity to be here with you by means of radio and to share with you the wonderful account of God's love and how He gave us His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die in our place, to become our sacrifice, so that we might have everlasting life if we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. We're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 9 today. That's Hebrews chapter 9. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by the Spiveys. The name of the first song that they're going to sing for us is titled, If Not for the Old Rugged Cross.
If God would have left my redemption to me, what could I do? What would I say? My only hope hung on a hill far away. If not for the old rugged cross, Calvary, I would live my whole life and die lost. If not for the old rugged cross, if not for the old rugged cross. Means so little today, just a symbol from some other time, some other place. But all that I am and I'll ever be, I owe it all to old rugged cross.
said in Galatians chapter 6, verse number 14. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. The cross is a symbol of the love of God. The cross, where Jesus died and shed his blood to buy salvation for us, is what we can glory in because it is the symbol of what Christ did for us in shedding his blood so that we might have everlasting life. Now, my friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you would like to have someone to share with you what the Bible says about how you can have this gift of God, please call me. I would love to be able to sit down with you and share with you about what the Bible says concerning God's love for you and how he manifested that love through the Lord Jesus Christ, giving him to die in your place so that you might have everlasting life. My phone number is 919-563-6753. Please come be with us this morning in our services here at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We start today with our Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning service is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock. And our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. Please be with us in all of these services. But unless you're providentially hindered, don't wait till Wednesday night to be with us. Come be with us this morning here at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina, for Sunday school at 9:45. We also have a website. If you'll go to www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com, all one word, and Mebane is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, MebaneTabernacleBaptistChurch.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you will also find written material that will share with you what God has done for you to buy salvation for you, according to his word, and written material that will also share with you how you can start living for the Lord after you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, that's Mebane's with an apostrophe S, there you'll find all the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and also give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, we're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 9. Let's listen to another song by the Spiveys. The name of this second song is titled, As For Me and My House.
We stand here together.
As a family, we join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above. For sending his Son, we've chosen together as a family to serve him forever, knowing nothing else will matter in time. We've made up our minds through the heat of the day. We will join in the fight till he takes us away, till our faith becomes sight.
As for
me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Choose you this day. Tell me, who will you serve? Let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise he deserves.
As for
me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will serve him. We will serve him. We will serve him. For he is worthy. Serve him.
We will serve him, we will serve him, for he is worthy. Choose you this day, tell me who will you serve. Let nothing stand in your way, give the praise he deserves.
As for
me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
As for
me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Serve the Lord.
Joshua said in Joshua 24:14, now therefore fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua made this declaration at the end of his life, at the end of the book of Joshua. But you see, Joshua had already declared this and was already living for the Lord years before, when he was following Moses. Joshua was one of the 10 spies that went out to spy on the land. He came back giving the report that God was well able to give them the land. 8 of the spies had said, oh, we fear those that are in the land. But Joshua and another spy, Caleb, came back saying, we are well able to take the land because God has given us this land. This declaration of Joshua in Joshua 24 is not a declaration of what he was going to start doing, but a declaration of what he would continue to do, that he had already been faithful doing from the time that we find Joshua being mentioned in God's word. Joshua followed the Lord. We should have the same attitude that Joshua had, giving our lives to the Lord as early as we can. For you see, once you accept Christ as Savior, it's not too early after that to start living for the Lord. It's not too early after that to dedicate your life to being what God would have you to be. So knowing the Lord as Savior and then following him as soon as possible is the way that you find success. And Joshua was proof of the fact that success does come from giving to the Lord and living for the Lord. But my friend, there is one question that needs to be asked concerning you. If the Lord were to come back today, or if today was the last day you had on this earth, would you be ready? Listen to this last song by the Spivies. The name of this song is titled, Are You Ready?
Approaching, when the souls of man will hear a mighty shout resounding in the sky. In power and great glory, King Jesus will appear to take his children home to paradise. It will be a celebration for the ones who chose his name, but total separation for the ones who turned away. Are you ready for the trumpet? Are you ready for the call?
Soon the angels will assemble to usher in the Son of God. Will he come and find you faithful? Will he know your name at all? Every moment brings us closer. Are you ready for the call?
The Bible speaks of two men who were standing in a field, where one is taken and one is left behind. Two women in a kitchen, one goes and one remains. So get your house in order while there's time. In the cross there is salvation, through the blood there is a way to secure your destination on that resurrection day.
Are you ready for the trumpet? Are you ready for the call? Soon the angels will assemble to usher in the Son of God. Will he come and find you faithful? Will he know your name at all? Every moment brings us closer. Are you ready for the call?
There's an urgency to reach the world. We have no time to waste, for within the heart of mortal man the burning question now is raised.
Are you ready for the trumpet? Are you ready for the call? Soon the angels will assemble to usher in the Son of God. Will he come and find you faithful? Will he know your name at all? Every moment brings us closer. Are you ready for the call?
Will he come and find you faithful? Will he know your name at all?
Every moment brings us closer. Are you ready for the
Psalm 116, verse number 15 tells us, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." For those who know the Lord as Savior, when they take their last breath here and take their first breath there in glory, there is the precious welcome of the Lord Jesus Christ to those who know him as Savior. But Jesus, in Matthew chapter number 7, starting with verse number 21, tells of a different situation. "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." He says, verse number 24, "Therefore whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock." Here, Jesus is warning those who would try to get to heaven by good works. trying to get to heaven by their own merits. For the only thing good that we can do to receive eternal life is to ask the Lord Jesus to be our Savior. And then after salvation, we can build on that declaration of salvation, a testimony in God's name and for God's glory. But to get to heaven is only based on what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now, if you're trying to get to heaven by your good works, this warning in Matthew chapter number 7, starting with verse number 21, is for you. You need to turn from your good works, and you need to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and receive Him as Savior. For outside of Jesus, you have nothing. You need to ask Jesus to be your personal Savior. In Hebrews chapter number 9, we have been dealing with the two testaments, the Old Testament and the New Testament. Listen to the writer of Hebrews in chapter number 9, verse number 16, as he writes, "For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. For testament is of force after men are dead. Otherwise, it is of no strength at all while the testator liveth. Whereupon neither the first testament was dedicated without blood. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book and all the people, saying, This is the blood of the testament which God hath enjoined unto you. It was the animal sacrifices of the Old Testament and the shed blood by those animal sacrifices which covered sins for a year. This was not the perfect sacrifice. There would be a testament to come after the First Testament, which would later be known as the Old Testament, that would give eternal life. But for this time, as a shadow of things to come, the Old Testament sacrifices of the animals would cover sins for a year when offered in God's tabernacle by God's priest. Verse number 21, "Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission." This has been a biblical truth since before the law. When God dealt with Cain concerning his bitterness because God received Abel's gift and did not receive Cain's gift, it was because Abel's gift was of a lamb whose blood was shed. Cain's gift, as he worked in the dirt and gathered the fruits and vegetables and gave them to the Lord, were not accepted because it took the shedding of blood for the covering of sin. Even before Moses' law, this was accepted by God. When Moses wrote down the laws and ordinances of the Lord, he also wrote down what God required for a sacrifice. The sacrifice had to be without blemish. It had to have blood shed for the covering of sins. And without shedding of blood is no remission. For the sins to be covered, there had to be the death of an Old Testament sacrificial animal. But we go there from verse number 22 to read, "It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest entereth into the holy place every year with the blood of others. for then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now, once in the end of the world, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Once in the end of the world. What does that mean? As Jesus gave the sacrifice of himself to buy everlasting life after his death, burial, and resurrection, there would be no sacrifice other than that that Jesus gave that God the Father would accept. Jesus died so that no other sacrifice would ever have to be given. And we find that as Jesus himself declares, "No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Jesus Christ is the perfect sacrifice, dying for our sins, shedding his blood. No other sacrifice would be needed. Now, my friend, if you have received the gift of everlasting life, are you living for the Lord because of what he has done for you in buying your salvation? The importance of being a testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ is mentioned over and over in the New Testament. We are to be faithful in serving the Lord. And, my friend, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, there is only one sacrifice that God will accept, and it is not any sacrifice that you can make. The only sacrifice that God will accept is a sacrifice of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and his shed blood. Confess that you're a sinner, repent of your sin, and then call on the Lord Jesus Christ to save you from your sins. This is the promise of salvation. It is the gift of God offered to you if you will ask Jesus to save you. And my friend, if I can help you, please call me and join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time."